My name is Tony D. I'm the best. You will never defeat us. We are not the best. Hello, guys. Writhing for wings.
Really?
Really. Hello?
I trusted you back for a good intro.
I'll be back.
Oh, okay.
And then our intro guy leaves us.
All right, anyways.
What is this?
We'll just talk while he's gone.
Okay, what are we talking about? What's the
writhing, story? Writhing for Wings is back.
Maybe.
It is back.
It We've might been... just be a lie.
The cake is a lie.
No. That Facebook update might just be a lie.
Two people. Did you both like? Oh, Justin liked it.
I liked it, and somebody else did. I don't know who.
Anyways, it's been. How long has it been?
Months. Because you were too busy with school.
It's been since April 3rd, and today.
Hello, Govs.
Oh. Thanks for cutting me off. It's been since April 3rd. April 3rd was our last episode.
Well,
and today is May 28th.
Like a moron.
I have too much school. Tony is causing lots of sound interference.
What are you doing over there, Tony?
Sorry, my cord is wrapped around my guitar cord.
He's raping.
No, guitar's
trying. How do you have a guitar on you?
I don't know. In case
we're
I want to play stuff.
We're doing a podcast. We're not doing a guitar cast.
We can do a guitar cast if I demo want to do a guitar cast. For example, I want to do a guitar cast.
That's copyright infringement.
Not if I don't play more than 30 seconds.
Can we request a song?
No.
You can.
We should do what we were going to do to start with.
I request Chop Suey. By System of a Down.
Crap, what's the tuning for that?
Haha, you are defeated.
At least the intro part.
You are defeated, good sir. Let's move on to, I think this is going to go badly without Joey here to carry all three of us. But what was the news story? What was the news thing that you found, Tony?
Yeah, it wasn't really
a damn
news
link.
Yeah.
He posted it.
I didn't look at it. I wanted it to be a genuine reaction when I first saw it.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, it's a picture.
Should I be surprised too when I see it? Even though I'm already staring at it?
So let's get this straight. Charlie Sheen can make a porn family. Kelsey Grammer ended his 15-year marriage over the phone. Larry King is on divorce number 9. Britney Spears had a 55-hour marriage. Jesse James and Tiger Woods, whilst married, were having sex with everyone. But somehow, it is same-sex marriage that is going to destroy the institution of marriage. Really? With a question mark. And then it says, please reblog this if you are proud to support equal rights. I enjoy this.
Same here. I think it really is bullshit that there's, you know, so much against gay rights, gay marriage, and all that. It's ridiculous.
I think it's a stupid argument. And honestly, I can't remember the last time I talked to somebody who was actually against it.
Same here, honestly, actually.
I don't understand where is it coming from.
I know one person against it. I know one person against it. And it makes me want to punch him in the face.
I know one person against it, but that's my that religion teacher.
Oh, you mean the one who thinks mammals aren't animals?
Yeah, that one.
Tell me about that.
Don't you like the way I told you?
Oh yeah,
that was beautifully.
Did we put that on MCIA?
Yeah, we did.
I think that's where I read it from.
You know what? I should read that off. Hang on.
No, I'll link it. I'll put it in the show notes, fool.
Okay.
Because it'd be kind of awkward to read a chat. Who was that? I don't know who that was too. Well, yeah, that was great.
It was quite awesome.
I just wanted to show up at your school and just go to that class and just watch you like.
Just watch you butt devastate that teacher.
Butt devastation.
Butt devastation.
I butt devastate these kids.
Thank you for that term, by the way, Joey Z.
Yeah. Copyright Joey Z. Alright, we're gonna take a little music break here. And
already?
You guys don't know what this is.
Already?
It's only gonna be a 30-second music break, or maybe just a fade in of music, just so I can introduce this, but here's the introduction for our next our next news story.
All my bitches love me. You ain't fucking with my duggy.
All my bitches love me. You ain't fucking with my duggy. And as you heard, that is the song Teach Me How to Duggy.
I thought it was Friday.
Teach Me How to Duggy. Did you hear about this?
No, I didn't.
No.
One of the rappers and the guys that made Teach Me How to Duggy died.
Oh, that's quite unfortunate for him.
And his funeral, more than 2,000 people showed up to his funeral.
You know,
Did they do the Duggies?
I don't know.
At the funeral? Did they honor him by doing his dance?
That would have been cool. But yeah, I thought it was an interesting
story. What does
the
song sound like?
Teach me how to duggy. Teach me how to duggy.
I was like on a chat or whatever, like? Somebody told me to do the dance, and I know what it was.
You just heard it in our music break, silly. Well,
now, no shit.
What?
Shit. That was funny. I took it so seriously, just...
This song is so terrible.
Oh, God.
That was funny.
I hate music.
What?
I hate today's music.
Well, I like that song.
I don't enjoy that song.
I enjoy that song just because it's funny.
I would much rather listen to, like, Snap Your Fingers.
Friday.
No, not Friday. He's talking about
Friday.
He's talking about snapping fingers.
Forward to the weekend.
Oh, come on.
Friday. Getting down on Friday.
Sorry, I'll stop.
Thank you.
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Wait, what?
Party and fucks.
I'm gonna put a shotgun to both of your heads.
Uh-oh.
Fuck, and I will pull the trigger. Not looking forward to the weekend.
Since when did we become this explicit?
Since ever. Dick fucks.
Why is Skype giving me a message?
Well, at least we're just cursing. In the last episode, we were reading off 50 Cent's Twitter things about ejaculating on some woman's breasts.
50 Cent, I want you to come on. Every response, okay.
Shut up, bitch, lol. God, we're reusing jokes. This is terrible.
Yeah, it is, honestly.
Maybe we should move on. What? Were we supposed to use that music break for, like, the intro to your news story?
Yeah, I think that was the news story.
That was the news story.
Just move on.
Okay. Well, going back to the image that I showed him, or that I showed Connor earlier.
Oh, we had that break of non-serious stuff, and now we're going back to... Well, I guess it was a funeral, so I guess it was kind of serious, but still.
Well, only kind of serious.
Only. Because we started talking about teaching somebody how to duggy at a funeral.
Yeah.
Anyways, continue what you were going to say.
Yes. Let's see. Oh, right. So, Charlie Sheen.
Yes.
Porn family? What is... I'm really bad with current events.
He sold his house.
I think one of his girlfriend or like was like a porn star.
Yeah. He just recently sold his house, too. His like $1.2 million house he sold for like $7.2 or whatever it was originally worth.
Really?
Yeah. He's selling it for like almost $6 million more than it's worth.
Good job.
He's winning.
He's by winning.
Fucking
love Charlie
Sheen. Of course he's going to sell
it
for more.
I want to meet Charlie Sheen. He's so awesome.
Oh, God.
He just defies everything. Logic, nope. Physics, probably not.
He's a warlock with tiger blood.
Exactly.
Who's always by winning.
I think we should get Charlie Sheen as a special guest on this show. I wonder, does he have an email account or anything?
I would imagine he would have an email account.
I think he... Whoa.
Well, does, there was editor, a Charlie, like, does he have an email?
There was a Charlie... Here, let me see if I can find what I saw before. There's like a Charlie Sheen... dang it, what was the word I was looking for now?
A website? Venus.
Charlie Sheen...
Oh, he has charliesheen.com.
No, internship. Charlie Sheen internship.
Wait, really?
Here, I'll link it. If this is the correct link, I will link you to the Charlie Sheen internship because one of my friends like applied for it. If this is like legit, but yeah. Oh, where's chat? There's chat. Yeah. Description. Do you have tiger blood? Are you all about winning? Can you plan better than anybody else? If so, we want you on Team Sheen as our social media Tiger Blood intern.
Oh, so, yeah. This you is the apply. Best thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
You should apply.
It says the application is now closed.
Oh, damn it, fuck.
I don't care. You should apply again.
Make a new one and apply. Am I following him on Twitter? Because if I'm not, I should.
I don't have Twitter.
So. I don't even use Twitter anymore. I used it briefly for like a couple days when I was playing Pokemon.
I'm sorry, but I love reading like Conan O'Brien's stuff. Have you read his Twitter page?
I have not. I've seen some nice stuff out of it, though.
Oh, my God. It is so genius. Hold on. I'll read some stuff from him. Why do we always go back to Twitter, by the way?
I'm not sure.
Oh, because there's always funny things on Twitter.
Wait, did we go back to Twitter in the first episode?
Yeah, 50 Cent.
No, in the first episode.
I don't know.
I like how Charlie Sheen's Twitter says winners only on the side. So it has him like a warlock.
Oh, God. The most recent... that. By the way, that's right. Oprah, her last show happened.
Yeah, I heard about that.
That was interesting. But my mom his most recent, it. As of 4 hours ago, he tweeted... Hey, at Oprah, get a job. He's got another one that says, "You're welcome, Google Earth." And then the tag is Friday nude sunbathing.
Oh, God.
I fucking love Conan O'Brien.
I wonder how many people went and looked for him after that.
Probably a lot. Just because it's a birthday card for someone who works on the show doesn't mean I'm going to waive my $25 autograph fee.
I saw that on Tumblr. I love that.
They're so good. This flame retardant rapture suit I bought off the guy at Pico and La Cienega looks an awful lot like Long John's. This is so good.
Awkward silence.
I think every time we have an awkward silence, I should put in that music.
What, the Final Fantasy Victory music?
Is it? I thought that was... Yeah, sure. I thought... Okay, I thought that was something else, but okay. What's the one for Zelda, then?
Da-da-da-da.
Oh. I'm an idiot. Shut up. I have another news story, if you'd like to move on to that.
Sure.
You know the whole Joplin, Missouri thing that's been going on?
Yes.
No.
With all the tornadoes?
Oh, that. Derp. Every time you say Joplin, I think Janis Joplin.
Missouri.
Missouri, fool.
How do you miss that part?
So, apparently, Westboro Baptist Church is at it again.
Oh, come on.
The controversial Westboro Baptist Church is planning to protest President Obama's visit to Joplin, Missouri on Sunday. On its website, the church writes, this is a quote, "Thank God for 125 dead in Joplin."
Oh my goodness.
Would it be so bad if I was to go on a raging murderous rampage on them and them only?
Hopefully not.
Church, because honestly, I think the world would be a better place without them.
That's so frustrating, I swear to God.
Church members claim Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has attacked them by promoting laws banning them from protesting at soldiers' funerals.
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh. That's a big amount of bullshit.
I have a phone call coming, so you guys talk amongst yourselves.
Talking amongst myself.
Talking.
So I'm on Neopets.
Why?
Because
what is a Neopet?
Neopets are basically these I almost said mythical creatures. You never heard of Neopets?
I've heard the name, I never knew what it was.
Basically it's this website that
I'm gonna Google it.
Okay. Basically, you can have your own Neopet. A Neopet is like this. It's a fictional type of animal.
Welcome to Neopets.
That thing.
Virtual pet community. Sounds retarded.
It's kind of retarded, but it's fun.
It's kind of retarded. why would you can dress them up?
Mine has a bow tie. Bow ties are cool.
Okay, that monkey looks pretty cool, though. I don't know who he is, but he's like a monkey with an aviation helmet on. I don't even know where I'm supposed to go. I don't even think I want to join this. This just looks scary.
Well, whatever the case, I think I'm gonna add a bit of liveliness to this conversation. Hold up.
Go ahead.
Hang on. Ringing.
Whoa. What's happening? It's Brazo.
Ringing.
We got a guest.
Ringing.
It's probably not going to answer.
Ringing.
I swear, ringing. Skype needs like an answering machine.
Wait, what? Oh, he didn't answer.
Skype needs an answering machine. So that way, if they don't pick up, you can leave a voice message. That'd be kind of cool.
Sorry, I'm talking to my friend about she's harassing an ex that once told her to kill herself.
Well, that's no good.
It's not good that he told. Yeah. Okay. Adding. Damn it, Matt, get in. Oh, Matt, there you are.
Wait, am I working?
Yes, you are working. Oh. No, you're not. Actually, no, you're not working. You don't have a job. But your microphone is working.
Oh, no, fuck you. Wait, do I need to watch my language or am I good for that?
Say whatever you want. Nobody cares, I think.
The oil prices are a conspiracy. Don't buy fuel-efficient cars.
What basis of what?
Okay. Hear me out on this. This is actually true. The reason why the gas prices have gone up so high is because we want to stimulate American cars by motivating people to buy fuel-efficient or alternative fuel cars.
I can see that.
See, it all makes sense. But no one...
Tony seems confused.
When the hell did he get here?
We have a guest, Connor.
Hello, guest.
Hello, it's Connor.
What, Tyler? What?
So I leave for like 5 minutes, okay. And you guys can't sustain the conversation long enough.
Space. Nope.
You want any?
Of course.
At the moment, Tyler, I already ate, and also I'm in the middle of podcasting. Ah, darn it, I died again.
Okay, so I have one more news story if you guys want to move on to that.
Sure. Hang on. There's one more topic. Britney Spears.
What about her?
So I think we can all agree she's attractive.
It's been proven that she, in her music videos, she shrinks the screen. Like she smushes it from the sides. So she looks skinnier. Because it's funny for two reasons. One is that all the other people look skinnier than normal human beings do. Secondly, is that if you compare videos of her live to like her music videos, it's a big difference.
Right.
And also it's funny too because like in all her recent live performances, there's been like pictures comparing this. It's kind of funny. In all her earlier performances, when she was first popular, she would wear, like, very revealing things where you could see her stomach and everything. And now she wears stuff that covers her whole body. Or at least her whole stomach.
Lovely. She did go a little bit crazy for a while.
I say Shakira wins, fool.
Eh.
I still have yet to watch the music video that you told me to watch.
What?
I don't know. I thought you told me to watch some music video by her yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
But I never watched it.
Why did you bring up Britney Spears anyways?
Oh, because she's also listed on that image.
Oh.
I've actually got a good leeway from there. Jamie Lynn Spears. Ever heard anything ever since her baby? Anyone?
Who is Jamie Lynn Spears besides Britney Spears' sister or something? I've never heard of her before.
She was an actress on Nickelodeon for a good long while.
Was she on All That?
I remember her now.
She was on All That, but she had Zoe 101.
I remember her now. She kind of disappeared from the face of the earth.
She had a baby, and she wanted to stay out of publicity, and she succeeded.
I thought she was on either All That or The Amanda Show, one of those two. Pretty sure she was.
I feel like I heard something about her recently.
I don't know.
I've heard her name somewhere more recently than I would have thought. I could be wrong.
Wikipedia. I'm looking her up on Wikipedia now because I'm 90% sure that I saw her on one of these things.
Yeah, most recent stuff is just relationship stuff.
That's thrilling.
And there was ending the relationship and moving out, then reconciliations and ending it again. And the biggest news is 2010 on here.
Let's see.
That was a thrilling end of the sentence.
I know, right? I'm just so engaging when I finish a sentence.
Space.
Sorry, I'm sick.
Space.
You know what's best about space?
Space! I'm in space!
So, Portal 2.
Yeah, that thing. That thing that we're all obsessed with at this point. And we all have profile pictures from now.
Yeah. Right.
I got my brother and his friend Nick playing Portal downstairs.
Oh, neat.
Have they, attacked each other yet from getting frustrated?
Well, no, they're playing the first one.
Oh.
They keep commenting about how trippy it is.
I see.
It's like free drugs.
I know, Dylan, I played with Sawyer, your brother. Just so all the people on the podcast know.
Oh, right. We're podcasting.
I love that.
Oh, right. This isn't just a conversation.
Forget things.
I was playing with Sawyer, and he's a terrible partner in science.
Oh, Lord.
He's an absolutely horrible partner in science.
You realize I did play with him through the first, three areas.
I know.
That sounds so wrong.
Did he annoy you as much as I did? Or as much as he annoyed me?
Then? Well, I just annoyed him back just as much, so.
Oh.
It was kind of fun.
But it took you two a long time to get through, one puzzle, didn't it?
Yeah. So especially since
puzzles go from point A to point B, and they're sitting there trying to kill each other the whole time.
That's how it works. That's what we did. We killed each other. Any chance we got.
That's not very nice.
That's completely unproductive.
But wait. Oh. Something funny, though. When Nick, our friend here, he plays with Airsoft often. And he was saying, wow, if I had this portal gun, I'd sneak up behind people. And I'm like, why wouldn't you just use the portal to attack them?
It would work a lot better.
You'd save so much money doing that.
Never have to buy an airsoft gun. You'd walk in there like a boss. Just have that, that looks like a toy. Sure it is. Just walk in there with the portal gun and that's it. No protective gear or anything. I think that would work.
Get them shooting themselves like the turrets?
Yes! Make them shoot each other. Shoot their own teammates. I think that would work.
Oh, yeah.
So, I have a news story if we're done with talking about Britney Spears.
Okay.
Okay.
Remember Japan?
No. No, I totally forgot about Japan. By the way, I get to go there soon.
Do you really? I'm jealous of you.
Yeah, I get to go there, at the end of June. I'll record something there. I'll say, hi, Connor.
Awesome. Sweet.
Give a shout out to Writhing for Wings.
Yeah. Advertise Writhing for Wings all over in Japan.
Just give me definitely sound like you just and give me some handout and I'll do it.
Give them a bunch of handouts. But Japan with that whole, you know, the earthquake and the nuclear catastrophe and everything.
God deciding they are horrible people.
Oh, according to Westboro Baptist Church, it's probably what they think.
That's what some people think, yeah. I've seen ranting videos.
Really?
Crazy people.
But all the shit they go through.
It's not very nice.
Or just about, like, everybody saying that's what they get for Pearl Harbor.
No, I think they already overkilled what they get for Pearl Harbor by us blowing them up with bombs that shouldn't be used on people in general.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing to use a standard bomb on someone. This is like, hey, you know what? Let's make your building go into the sky.
It's not make your building go into the sky. It's make your building not exist anymore.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just let's make that building not be there at all.
Shadows.
Which reminds me, Matt, what exactly is your theory again about when people die so fast that their shadows are still there or what?
Wait, that doesn't happen? I thought that happened. I'd always seen stuff where, like, from, like, those really powerful bombs that when someone's killed, it's, like, the explosion causes the illusion that their shadow's still there.
Oh, the burns their imprint in the ground?
Yeah.
It's, like, it's just ashes of their, like...
I've heard of that before.
It looks like an actual shadow, though, so it's like, oh, my God. So all you got to do is count the shadows to tell how many people died.
Don't count the shadows.
Don't count the shadows. Otherwise, they'll eat you. And you guys don't get this yet. Connor, you'll get this in a couple episodes. Or not a couple episodes. Give it a couple seasons. You'll catch the joke.
Oh.
You'll look
Doctor
back.
Doctor Who. Now. Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of Doctor Who, that show's awesome.
I've only seen a couple episodes.
I'm going to watch another episode or another few episodes tonight.
Keep converting people. We got to keep converting you all.
I don't even know what channel it's on.
I've seen a couple.
Can watch it. Where can I watch it?
It's all over Netflix, but you'd need Netflix for that.
Well, I don't have Netflix.
America?
I want to watch it from the very beginning.
Yeah, that'd be Netflix.
Because I do like this show.
You would need Netflix for that. Because you have to start from the beginning to understand how travel works through time. And space!
Connor. Yeah?
Or you could just, like, invite me over and watch Doctor Who.
Be like, just call me one day. Hey, I'm coming over. Wait, why? Because I want to watch Doctor Who. But I'm busy. I'm coming over right now, damn it.
And Connor's totally one of those people who would probably, like, sit through it and be like, oh, this is about to happen while you're watching it.
No, I am not that person at all.
I've watched many movies.
Don't accuse me of being a spoilerific person.
Talking about spoilerific, I just watched Pirates 4 today.
Please don't spoil it.
Don't spoil it.
I'm not going to spoil it, but I will say one thing.
I heard it was different.
That if they got rid of what is currently 2 and 3, this would have made a great 2.
Really?
Like how it works, it looks like it could have come straight off of the first Pirates movie and worked perfectly.
It was funny because when the third one ends, not explicitly stating the ending, but do you guys remember what happens at the end of the third one?
I never saw the third one.
Was the third one with the Dutch? What was his name? Dutchman? The creepy crab people boats.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Davy Jones. And...
Davy Jones.
He's a singer, right?
What?
Did all of you just pause there thinking, wait, is Davy Jones really a singer?
I was just confused as to that.
Wait, somebody said a singer? Who said it? I didn't hear that.
I heard something. I don't know what I heard.
I'm confused.
Okay.
But do you guys remember what he finds or what he gets at the end of that one?
That's what you get. That you're hard with. Sorry.
Sparrow? Are we talking about Jack Sparrow?
Yeah.
What do you get at the end of that one? I think so. I just watched this movie like last week. I should remember.
It's like the last scene. It is the closing scene.
Where he's like on that little dinghy boat.
Yeah, when he gets back on that again. Because when I first saw that, I immediately thought that there'd be another movie. And everybody else I talked to was like, no, they can't do another one. They'll just end it after this.
Why would you end it with Jack Sparrow on a dinghy?
Well, they thought it'd just be a trilogy with a hanging ending, which I guess
could have made sense. I hate movies like that.
You could basically throw Jack Sparrow into any situation and make a movie out of it.
That's because he's Jack Sparrow and he's a badass. And Johnny Depp knows exactly what he's doing.
Because he plays a good drunk pirate.
Pretty much.
I've never been a huge fan of Johnny Depp.
We should make... Johnny Depp? I love Johnny Depp.
I'm a very big fan of Johnny Depp.
I really want to find a blog now called Johnny Depp and just see if it's got, like, Johnny Depp with a bunch of derp faces.
That'd be badass.
Oh, God, that would be glorious.
But why don't you like Johnny Depp? Or derp, as you put it.
It's not that I don't like him. I've never been a huge fan of him. I don't know.
It's all personal opinion.
Oh, my God. This picture. It is glorious.
Did you really look up Johnny Depp?
Look at that picture.
I just googled it.
It's exactly what you would see, what you would expect, viewers. It's listeners. It's Johnny Depp with his eyes pointed in different directions.
And it says Johnny Depp.
Oh goodness,
that was funny.
It was funny.
But
I only just now clicked it because I forgot how to open up chat.
There's a whole website dedicated to this. Did you know that?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Wait, my idea was real?
No, not this.
Aw.
I'm talking about derps in general.
Oh.
It's called derper.com.
Johnny Depp has a Facebook page.
Oh, my God. This site is glorious.
Uh-oh. God damn it. Why is my... No! Stop doing that sound settings.
I'm going to like Johnny Depp. But look at the Derper website that I just posted.
Okay. Derper.
Derper.com.
I whip my herb back and forth.
Derp ball. The hell? What? There's an old man.
Derp, stop.
Where's Derp?
Oh my God.
It's one of those like golden gold looking door stopper thingies that if you like pull it back and let it go, it's like
your imitation is so good. Lol and herder. Instead of Law and Order.
Connor, did you see the Nickel Derp one?
Where?
I'll link it.
Wait. Question. Okay, cool. I finally fixed the sound. Did we ever get to Connor's Japan topic, or did we just...
It doesn't matter. It was just saying...
I think we said Japan, and then we went on something else.
Oh, God. I love Derp Hard.
Tangents.
Derp Hard is so good. Oh, God.
Wait, which one?
Derp Hard. It's the covers for Die Hard and Die Hard 2, and, like...
I love Nickel Derp, by the way.
Oh my God. But yeah, it's the covers. It's the DVD covers for Die Hard and Die Hard 2, and on both of them, who are the main characters? I don't know who that actor is.
Nickel Derp is so good.
Yeah, Bruce Willis. It says right there.
See it. They're like matching. It makes a face.
Yeah, and with derpy eyes.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Was my interest of the doorstop really that good?
Yes. Please do it again.
Sarah Palin. Derp, derp, a derp.
King of the derp. Kesha derp. All right, yeah, this website's my favorite for a while.
Let's not derp. Turn this into just massive derp, please.
I think all right. Everybody get off the website for a while.
I think I'll end up derped to my her.
Have you ever herped so hard you derped?
Well, did we ask, like, the special guest any questions or anything, or did he just kind of join?
I just threw him in.
I was just kind of tossed
Tony
in.
Yet.
Have you been introduced or anything?
Nope.
You he guys are not. Terrible hosts.
Awesome like that. I don't need an introduction.
I said we had a guest. That's about all I said.
That's exactly how it worked, too. There was just a lull in the conversation, and I was like, you know what? Let's spice this chat up a bit. And I invited him.
What the hell?
And the better thing is that Tony's actually said my name.
Well, we say each other's names all the time, so it's all good.
Okay.
I've gone to what my name is by now, but
I guess.
Else.
Would you rather have us call you Crazo the entire time?
Do you really want to sit here calling me Crazo the entire time?
I believe this deserves a proper introduction. And, well, don't you see, I'm the narrator, and this is just the prologue. So, I'm Link. He's Ganon the Dark Lord.
Who's he?
Yeah, who's he?
You're terrible at this. I'm Ganon.
You were supposed to say that's me.
Tony is Link. Dylan is Clown. And our special guest... Matt is
I guess he's Zelda.
Crazo.
Oh, or Crazo.
What?
Tony wants to marry you. Either that, or that means you're the more masculine one in the relationship because you're the one that dresses up as Sheik and saves his ass.
Well, there's that safe space.
Tony, do you want to come out of the closet?
I'm not in the closet. I'm in my chair, in front of my computer. Are you daft?
Have you seen us in space?
Space!
Why is...
I don't think you have, Connor.
What?
I don't think you've seen us in space.
I have seen you in space.
You've seen us in space?
Yep.
Space.
He's totally ignoring me there. I'm all excited that it's space, and he's all like, whatever.
Whatever.
Just horrible.
I don't want to scare you, but I'm an adventure sphere designed for danger. So why don't you go ahead and have yourself a little lady break and I'll just take it from here. You have everything under control? Because looks like a lot of stuff's on fire. I love the adventure sphere. God, we are terrible at this, by the way.
Yeah.
We're all over the place.
You really still need to get organized after this is your third now?
Well, okay. To be fair, we had our first episode. That was terribly organized. Our second episode.
Organized? Are you saying like it was so organized it was terrible?
I was wondering that too.
Never mind. Our second episode. We were basically carried the entire episode by Joey.
Pretty much.
We didn't have to do anything. Yeah, then we had an almost full 2 month break before this episode. So really, we have had no practice at all.
Well, see, your problem was that you cannot invite Joey as a guest. A guest host, maybe, but not an actual guest.
Well,
he does not understand how to be a second or a third.
I was fine with him taking over because it was funny as all hell.
It was.
It normally is, but then it ends up not your show anymore. It ends up the Joey show.
That's what I titled that episode.
I didn't even know that.
I made episode 2 the Joey Z show. God. Mm-hmm. He took that one over. But,
Tish.
Yeah. I don't know. I enjoyed it.
It was pretty awesome. I'm buying scratch-off tickets on Neopets.
What?
You lot of bitch.
okay, let's see how this goes. I might get the jackpot.
Really?
Maybe.
I like spinning the wheel.
I spun the wheel of monotony earlier.
Did you guys talk about Neopets while I was gone? Because I think I heard something about it.
Maybe.
Really, guys?
Just get Tony for playing Neopets at school.
Wait,
ooh,
what?
I want 5,000 Neo points.
No, he was talking about playing Neopets after school in the programming classroom.
Because I found out that that iPrism doesn't block Neopets.
Maybe because they realized that people are too old for Neopets at the school.
Not me!
No. Neopets is the one thing you can outgrow, Tony. You are allowed to outgrow this.
I don't wanna.
Now it's turned into a super serious show.
You can outgrow Neopets.
Now it's like Intervention Neopets edition.
I was thinking the same thing, Connor. I was thinking the same thing.
It's Intervention Neopets edition. We're here to help you, Tony. The first step is admitting you have a problem.
What if I don't have a problem?
Exactly, you're in denial. Admit you have a problem.
Problem officer?
I'm not I swear to drunk, I'm not God.
What, Tyler?
You don't sound drunk, Connor.
Shut up.
Light on.
Why do you need me to turn
you? Oh, we have a second special guest now. Tony's little brother.
No, we don't.
Oh.
I just punched him.
Oh.
That's not nice.
That's just mean.
Now, you know what? Child abuse services are going to come to your house.
You mean in like 2 hours when you upload this?
Pretty much.
Okay.
And I'll post it all over their like website, wherever that may be. And be like, hey guys, check this out. Skip to this part.
No, but then you're going to forget that you accidentally said something. They're going to listen to the whole thing, and then you're also going to get in trouble.
What am I going to get in trouble for? I haven't said anything about that.
You have child porn, Connor.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
You don't know me. You can't make these
people say that.
False claims. Tony?
I hear more music.
Yes?
That's not good. I'll mute you.
What do you mean?
I'll hang up on you.
What are you playing, anyways?
He's playing the last fight by a Bullet for My Valentine.
I knew it sounded familiar.
Tony!
Yes?
This is a podcast.
I know.
It doesn't sound very good over your microphone.
Oh, darn.
Tony, you have one of those noise-canceling microphones?
I believe so, yes.
That's why.
It's trying to cancel the noise at the same time.
Exactly. It keeps trying to cancel the noise while he's trying to make noise for it to hear.
The noise.
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 God damn it, we're stupid.
Try to cancel the noise.
Exactly.
Noise.
So where is this podcast going?
We've been recording for 43 minutes.
I'm tired.
I recommend you make various edits throughout this podcast instead of it being one steady thing of us basically going. That's all this has been, and you just need to cut out the actual.
Well, there was some episode before you came on, and I think it was okay then.
Oh, yeah. So you're blaming the new guest?
No, I'm blaming the fact. Guest. I'm blaming
Can
the fact.
Can I be here next time, dude?
I'm blaming it on the fact that I left for 5 minutes and you two couldn't keep up a conversation.
We're talking about Neopets.
Oh, God.
I left. You couldn't keep it up.
I don't remember what the question or what we were talking about before that. Oh, you were talking about Westboro Baptist Church before you left. We left from that.
Oh, wait. We're recording. Oh, that's right.
Neopets is confusing me. I'm trying to go to Cold Zan's Shrine, and it's telling me my account must be at least 48 hours old.
Get Bo out of this! You are allowed to! It's not like it's Pokemon!
It's severely like Pokemon.
No, it isn't!
This entire episode is glorious.
I'm having fun.
I am having fun. It might not even be entertaining at all, but I think I'm going to upload the whole thing.
But Matt... Matt, what? Listen.
Don't forget to do the music break.
I have a bow tie now. Bow ties are cool.
I still have my fez.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Yeah.
Listen.
What?
Hey, listen. Listen.
Hey, listen.
Listen.
Hey. What? Those what?
This entire episode is trash.
Oh,
Tony, why is your Neopet green and easy bits go?
How?
I am confused. Things are happening on my computer that should. What is easy bits go?
How?
Skype? What? No, close that.
Yeah, that came up for me earlier too. I don't know what. I don't know what was up with that.
How?
I'm in a conference, but I don't want to play games with people.
Hey,
I'm playing games with
what
people.
What is that thing that keeps saying, hey?
Hey, listen. Ooh,
that's Tony.
Hey. Hey. Hey, listen.
Shut up.
What is my selected option?
What?
Nothing.
What did you say?
Penis.
Where is my selective mute option?
I don't know where that is. I would be using it now if it existed.
If only this event.
So, guys.
Yeah.
Would you like to end the episode now because it's spiraled out of control, or would you like to keep going? Was that like a combination of like a burp and then something that Dylan said and then a hiccup from Tony?
No, that was a gasp.
Oh.
I burped though.
Nice.
Well, I got that one.
I need
one
a
right.
knife.
A knife?
Anybody have a knife I could borrow?
Why?
I'm trying to open this piece of paper.
You're not even paying attention. Wait, what?
What?
Hold on, back up a second. What?
I'm trying to open this piece of paper.
How do you open a piece of paper?
Way to give me a knife after I open it.
How do you.
I'm so confused.
I'm still stuck on the opening a piece of paper part. How do you do that?
It's a piece of paper with a disc inside of it for my pewter.
What?
What?
How did you get... How did they get a disc inside of a piece of paper?
It's an envelope.
Oh. That's different than a piece of paper.
Well, it's an envelope.
With a disc.
Hey, wait. Having been to the movies, I just reminded myself of a picture that I have. That is really weird. I can't show it to you guys because I haven't uploaded it, but I have it on my computer. Like, last time I was there, when I went to see Paul, also a great movie, there was, like, blood on one of the urinals.
Ew.
They're on the side of it and on the floor. It looked like blood. It might have been icy, but I assume it was blood because blood sounds really cool. Like, how many times in your life can you say, hey, I saw some blood on that urinal?
Probably not many.
So I'm gonna send you that picture, Connor, and you have to like use it.
Wait, somewhere. What?
Yes.
Why? That,
there okay. We go. I'm challenging you. I'm creating a new thing. Challenge all right. Connor.
All right, fine.
I'm challenging you to use that picture somehow when I send it to you.
Challenge derp sec.
derp section what?
Derp septed. Challenge derp septed.
Are you okay there, Dylan?
I'm good.
So where's this picture?
One second. I'm wasting time by adding Dylan now.
Adding me?
Yes, I'm adding you.
I got a new contact. I don't know. How do I accept? Where's my... Oh.
I thought you were going to say, how do I apply it?
Add contacts. Yeah. No, how do I get back to the phone
conference? Holy crap, you're online!
Holy shit. Am I still not friends with Tony? Wait, am I friends with you, Tony?
I would believe
no.
So.
No?
Well, I like how friend. What ends.
You're not on my Skype list.
You're on the same podcast, and you haven't bothered to add each other yet.
It's teamwork.
How do I add people? I don't even know how to add people.
That may have been the win statement I have ever heard about Skype.
I don't use Skype very much. I can block this person, but I don't want to do that.
He knows how to block you, not how to add you.
It's like how Dipman knows how to unfold stuff, but he doesn't know how to put it back together.
Where's add contact? Oh, there's add contact.
I love contacts. No, I don't. I hate contacts, actually.
I like contacts.
I have contacts. I wear them like never.
I wear mine all the time.
Tony.
This is a thrilling conversation about contacts, guys.
Oh, yeah.
We've moved on to contacts. We're stepping up in the world.
Tony, what is your Skype?
Crazo, do you wear contacts?
I do not. I'm keeping it real.
I mean, Zelda.
Tony, what is your Skype name?
I'm going to call you Zelda.
Chanto327.
In the show notes, you're going to be Zelda.
Chanto327.
Holy, wait, crap. Guys, you're going to laugh
Crown
at me.
Point.
What's this?
The picture with the urinal and the blood, it's listed as picture 0404.
I think I sent the right Tony the friend request.
Error.
Yep, got it. Error, blood does not come out of there.
Send me... Okay. Zelda needs to send me the picture.
And you're totally not going to keep that up. You're going to forget that you're calling me Zelda.
Probably.
At some point.
Connor forgets everything.
Hey, okay, Mr. Oh, we're recording. Ew. That's disgusting. What is that?
Do I want to click it?
Click it.
Click it.
I clicked it anyways. What the heck?
That's terrible.
Somebody's on their period.
It's a urinal, Dylan.
You never know. They might be confused.
It's a trap.
Wait. Okay, then.
What?
Your mom.
That wasn't a good answer.
It was a better answer than your dad.
Not
your
really.
Sister.
And I could... And I could have gone in a worse direction and said, my mom!
God.
This is terrible.
It's our third episode. What do you expect from us?
I don't know.
The most unorganized group of people ever.
I'm convinced Dylan is a cyborg.
Why?
His voice keeps, like, digitizing partway through his sentence.
That's called Skype sucks.
Skype is not a woman.
Gays.
Wait, what?
Don't forget the gays.
What about gays?
You're gay.
I gaze.
It's,
at things.
No, it's in bathrooms. It's between stalls. It's a hole.
The
glory
penis?
Hole.
What?
Glory hole.
Yes, a glory hole.
Oh, God.
Why were you thinking of glory holes?
You just said gay, and we just talked about in the mouth, so...
Wait, what?
You know, valid thought process. And apparently Tony's in the closet, so we might as well teach him about these things.
Wait, what? wait, what?
You know that book Sarah Palin made?
No, what?
She made a book?
I think
what?
She did.
Did she what? Make a book or write a book? Because making a book and writing one are two different things.
Okay, what? Isn't she running for president again?
Wait. What?
Leave him in the dust. Leave him in the dust.
Hey, what?
Leave him behind.
So I recently watched the movie Sybil.
Really?
Yes. What?
How was that movie?
It's actually really interesting because you get to see some multiple personalities.
Sybil?
Sybil.
Sybil.
I'll spell it.
Sybil.
Ta-da!
Spoiler alert, jeez. Alright, so I have two pictures to send you guys. There's
How
that.
Are you? Got her.
That's Sarah Palin's
Sarah Palin.
Book.
Going rogue.
And then here's this.
At least she didn't make the mistake and spell Rogue as Rouge like I did for the longest time.
Oh, that's the picture I saw before. Sarah Palin. Derp, derp, a derp.
Can I just say I dislike Sarah Palin greatly?
You may say
I would agree that statement.
I've got nothing really against Sarah Palin, but I think she could, you know, try and do less.
I just don't particularly care.
I don't care for her at all.
Her voice annoys me greatly.
I think she kind of reminds me of one of my aunts, so I can't really say it annoys me. But
you could say
she just
maybe
needs to realize she can't go up and beyond Alaska. She can't go beyond Alaska. If there's going to be a first woman president, we need someone who's incredibly spectacular. She cannot be the first woman president, let alone vice president.
Wait, is she even the governor of Alaska anymore?
Nope, she gave up on that too.
She's going full out for this presidency thing.
Watch her give up. If she becomes president, watch her just give up after like a year.
I want to hear say he's not going to run for president.
Donald Trump?
No, Obama.
Oh.
I just want to hear that.
I don't know.
It'll make me feel a bit better. I just don't agree with Obama.
I don't really have an opinion.
Obama?
I just have an opinion.
Obama. Yes, I do not agree with Obama. Obama. Yes, I do not agree with Obama.
I'm not very, very politically up to date. So I just don't care.
I figured something out. I know why we weren't raptured.
Why?
Because
Al-Qaeda had... Al-Qaeda was right. We were wrong.
So I'm looking at all the different color. Oh, wait. Yeah. Sorry.
What?
Oh. What? So I was looking at all the different colors that I can paint my Akara, and one of them was invisible.
Are we still talking about Neopets?
Yes, he is. Let it die, Tony.
One of the colors was invisible.
Tony!
And I selected it, and I looked at the preview box, and I was like, wait a minute. Why can't I see it? There's nothing. Look, there's no picture loading.
Tony.
And then I looked at the name and it said invisible. I was like, oh my god, I'm a dumbass.
Tony.
Nobody cares.
Yes.
Tony, I would much rather you talk about My Little Pony than Neopets.
Don't you like My Little Pony though?
Exactly.
there's a thing.
But I'm tempted to title the episode Derp Pets now.
It'd be relevant. Wait, what?
Should I call it Neo Derps? I think Neo Derps works better.
No, but then we gotta start talking about the Matrix now.
But it's gonna be one word, not two.
I should probably subscribe to our podcast.
What?
I should probably subscribe to our podcast on iTunes.
God damn it, Dylan.
I was subscribed, but then I reformatted my computer and I haven't gotten around to it yet.
Wait, show some team iTunes? Spirit.
Now, how iTunes? Do you spell our team name? Wait,
you guys do stuff up and beyond that weird little web page thing?
Yes. It's on iTunes.
Who is going to buy this or download it?
It's not
me.
It doesn't cost money, fool.
Who's going to download it?
Us. Me. People have
downloaded it.
People have downloaded it.
How many?
I don't know. It doesn't really tell you.
It doesn't say.
It doesn't say, really?
Yeah.
It's such a way of saying, I don't want to say because I'll get embarrassed.
No, it doesn't say. I could check what Podomatic or whatever says about our stuff. If I can figure out. If I can figure out where that information was again.
Pada.
But how long into this podcast are we?
We're just about an hour.
Because I kind of got to go to sleep soon. I have work.
Wait. What time is it for you?
It's only 9:39, but I got to get up at 5.
Why?
Because I work full time.
Apparently, in the last 30 days, we've had 26 people subscribe to us.
What? Yeah!
What?
You should link our Facebook
nice.
To that.
As of yesterday, we had 3 subscribers. Well, 3 subscribers should, new.
You should link
Dang.
Our Facebook somehow.
Yeah, wait. Tony, have you mentioned it on your Tumblr?
I have not.
You should once this episode goes up.
That's the only place I'm going to talk about this, by the way. My Facebook, this never happened. To Tumblr, it can happen all at once.
I'm going
to
tag you in the Facebook post.
I am totally going to remove myself from the Facebook
Why?
Post. No, because...
Why?
I'm trying to disconnect my Facebook from my everything else as best as I can, because I'm trying to use my Facebook for just real world crap. And my everything else for not real world crap.
How many followers do you have on Tumblr?
Do you really want to know?
That sounds like a no.
Do you really?
How many followers do you have on Tumblr?
No.
I have 132.
All right, that's cool.
12.
I have less than you.
I don't use Tumblr. I do not use Tumblr.
I have 9.
Hey, Dylan has the most, obviously, but what do you have, Connor?
I have 9 followers.
How is it that Tony ends up with so many?
Dylan,
I have no
Dylan,
idea.
How many followers do you have?
Let me open up my internet and go look.
I think I see the problem. Tony cheated.
How's that?
Tony, what was your name beforehand?
How do I see my follow?
Oh, that's it.
He cheated.
You cheated. Dip motherfucking membrane.
Connor. Oh, yeah, it was.
Connor. I have 6.
Oh, Tony beat, or Dylan beat me.
Actually, no, you know what? I think I got the majority of my followers after the name change.
Tony is one of them.
Because, yeah, I don't know. I started, you know, posting pictures of myself and stuff, and I think that's actually when I got a bunch of followers. I guess people find me funny and attractive for some reason.
Guys, it is really creepy. There are tons of ladies like that will talk to Tony on his Tumblr.
I noticed. Tony is the ladies' man of Tumblr.
They need to make a calendar.
You could earn some money off of this. Just make a calendar with you all over it.
There we go. I'll take the pictures, I'll send them to you, Connor, you'll print them off, and Dylan will mail them out.
I have asked you a question on Tumblr, Tony.
Writhing for Wings calendars.
Oh, jeez.
The Tony edition.
No, we should just make one with all of us.
Do I count as all of...
Yeah, Dylan gets a picture. Dylan gets a picture of him with a tiger in front of him, and then... Him appearing.
Why do I have a tiger?
Appearing, you would appear naked, but the tiger would be blocking.
Yes.
Like one angle, one thing, and another, it's a different.
Wait, what?
You said there's a tiger in front of him. Like I imagine like a holographic image where at one angle it's a tiger, and then at the next it's him.
No. I'm saying like. He would be naked.
Get riding a tiger?
Where are we supposed to get a tiger from?
We'll get it from Charlie Sheen. I'm sure he has 10.
Yeah, he's probably got enough.
Well, where else do you think he gets the tiger blood? Winning.
Himself. God. So, wait. Zelda, what do you want your picture to be like?
My chick hips.
What?
I have been told by my friend Dan that I have chick hips.
Chick hips?
Huh?
Chick hips.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Sexy.
What the hell is that?
Gave me a banner signature thing for forums for me to use for a while.
You can be the one for the gay people that listen to our show.
Wait, Tony needs to be in that too then.
Like, oh my god.
See,
we can just make your voice. He can like record a voice, and then you can lip sync using it.
A voice calendar.
It'll be an audio calendar. You need to adjust it each second for each day. Like today, April 2nd.
Oh my god. Joey would get a picture of himself on top of a giant mountain.
He'd be plowing the mountain.
What?
Hopefully you mean with a snowplow.
I don't think he does. But it makes sense for Joey, which is why it's weird. Joey has sex with mountains.
He would do that.
Wait, want to hear the funny thing about saying that?
What?
The funny but awkward thing about it is the term pedophile, the pedo in there, can also mean soil.
What?
So that could also be a term used for if you have
sex
something for dirt. So you basically just said Joey's a pedophile.
Eminem's a pedophile.
What?
Eminem has to be. Hold on.
Wait, what?
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 You'll find here. Where did it
come from?
I got it. I've connected the dots. He is.
Oh God.
He's subliminally saying that he's a pedophile.
What?
Let me find it again.
Does he also fuck mountains?
Is it?
You know what? I need to go drink some Kool-Aid just for the sheer ridiculousness of this conversation.
Here, I got it. Hold on, Tony, stay.
I'm Tony. Here.
Wink it.
Tony.
Yes.
Okay. You know his song, Not Afraid?
No.
No, seriously.
No.
Really?
I don't know. Here.
Okay. Crazo, are you there?
Yeah.
Or Zelda. Right. Not Afraid. Yeah. One of the lines is, his gift is a curse, forget the earth. He's got the urge to pull his dick from the dirt and fuck the whole universe.
Well, maybe he's speaking on a cosmic level. Maybe he thinks that cosmically the human race are children or something like that.
Either way, he was fucking dirt. At least his dick was inside of dirt.
Maybe he wasn't fucking it. It was just in there. I don't know, dude. I just woke up and it was in there. Why did Skype just fart? Skype just made this really weird, like, it either farted or it had an orgasm or something. It like made a really relieved sound.
God. Stop it. Stop it. We have legitimately degraded to fart jokes. This is absolutely terrible.
We're on the level of Family Guy.
Hey, that gets millions of people watching.
Maybe we can get millions of people watching.
Listening.
Or at least 100.
So, maybe they want to watch nothing.
I would actually be happy with 100. If we ever hit 100, I'll be fine.
I'd be happy with 50.
That would be great, honestly.
We've made it past the 10 landmark.
50 is more than that. Gaming.
Does it count the 3 times that I listened?
No, we have 13 fans on Facebook.
Fans do not equal listens.
Shush.
Hey, Connor, does that include us as the fans, too, or whatever?
Okay, so we have 10 fans.
Wait, am I now included as part of this?
No, because you're a guest.
No.
Can I make an
assistant guest?
Huh?
What?
Well, we have had 224 feed views in the last 30 days.
Ow.
I don't know what that means.
That means, like, people looking at our RSS feed.
Oh. Wait,
looking? Just looking?
It doesn't record listens. It only records, like, views. But I haven't been on the feed since, like, the second episode went up. So it isn't me, and I'm doubting it's you two, because you two don't give a shit. So
I don't go on it.
I forgot this existed until today.
I almost forgot about our podcast until you said, hey, let's record tonight. It's like, oh yeah, we have that podcast.
That thing that we do.
That's kind of about as tangible as me and Tony's band.
I remember that.
It's still a trying.
You don't have to sound good as long as you have fun.
We changed our name, if that makes it any better.
It means it's active, somewhat.
We haven't officially changed it yet, but we changed it.
Guys.
Whoa, you've got an echo. What?
Guys.
What?
Is there still an echo?
Yeah.
Really? Where is it coming from?
Hello? Hello? I hear myself.
Voice effects.
Echo, echo.
Is it still there?
Did you ever notice that British people say thought instead of thought?
Wait, is the echo still there before we continue?
Dude, yep. It's Tony.
It's me?
Yeah.
Herp derp.
I think.
I don't hear it.
I don't think so. Okay, wait, it's gone now.
Yeah,
it's second.
Gone. It's Test. Gone?
Yeah, it's gone.
Test. All right.
I guess I'll be editing that part out. But guys, we've been going for a minute and an hour and 10 minutes.
So,
that was a little longer than the half hour mark you were reaching for.
Well, it's spiraled.
Make it like Tony's videos where it just cuts at random points.
Like every video blogger ever existed.
No, I don't do that. I actually try and keep it a long running thing. Maybe cutting once or twice.
I think
cut
fast
it on camera once or twice. What?
Fast cuts are the way of the future.
They make everything so much more efficient, but nauseating.
Deep slow cuts are yesterday's thing.
That didn't get off the ground very well.
It didn't.
You didn't. Well, why am I saying that to myself? I am Space Corps.
All right. You know what? I am officially court ordering this thing done.
Wait, oh. Since when were you a judge?
Since ever.
When was Space get a warrant?
Because I am Ganondorf.
I think he's the judge since he's the guy who controls the recording.
Ganon Doofus.
Space trial. Put the system on trial. In space.
Space.
Space Judge Sun presiding.
Space.
Guilty of being in space.
Space.
I'm in space.
Am I Space Judge?
I guess so.
I record. I control space the recording, so it's basically up to me when this thing ends.
Who's going to be the space cop then?
You can be.
Okay, then. Then who is dad?
I will be your own father.
No, Dylan's dad.
I'm dad.
So Tony himself is Space Corps.
Wait, what's the... I don't get it.
Those I'm not sure either, actually.
I'm confused. What am I dad of?
You're just dad. He's
is
insane.
This more Doctor Who references?
No! No. These are things that Space Corps all says. Space Judge, Space Cop, Dad, and then himself. Space.
Oh.
Oh. I guess I'm Dad.
All right, yeah. You know what? We're ending this episode.
For the third time.
So, Tony. Like Tony.
Oh, wait, actually, yeah, literally for the third time.
Would you like to do an outro or, you know, an outro with the guest and everything?
Sure, let's do this thing. Well,
you're not British.
I know, but I'm Wheatley.
Down.
Huh. I'm an adventurer, designed for danger.
Base.
So why don't you just go have yourself a little lady break, and I'll take it from here.
Yeah, so I guess we're going to take a little lady break, guys, a.k.a. probably taking a break from this for a few months again.
No.
I'll remind you. I'll remind you, and then you'll be so grateful that you will want me on here again.
Indeed.
Yes.
Well,
I say yes, and not a random entrance again.
This has been Writhing for Wings. I am Link. We've had our guest here, Zelda, Crazo, Crazelda.
Crazelda.
Crazelda. Ganon the Dark Lord.
Yeah.
And Clown.
Woohoo!
Join us again next time if we have a next time. Writhing for Wings. Yeah!